Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are in our penultimate shiur in the Tractate of Horios. We are in the third chapter, and today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zion. Mishnah Vav tells us, Ko hatadir mechavero kodem es chavero. Whatever is more common than its friend comes before its friend. This is a familiar expression, tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. When you have something that's more common and something that's less common, you do the common thing first. V'chol ha'makudash mechavero, and anything that's holier than its friend, kodem es chavero. That also comes before its friend. Par ha'mashiach upar ha'eda omdim, if two sacrifices are waiting to be brought, one is for the Kohen Gadol who accidentally sinned, and the other is for the congregation when the Beis Din makes a mistake and accidentally causes people to do the wrong thing. So if both of these sacrifices are waiting, par ha'mashiach kodem l'par ha'eda b'chol ma'isav. Then the sacrifice for the Kohen Gadol takes precedent over the communal sacrifice in all matters. And let's look at the Bart Nuro, who will explain why that is. But before he gets to that, he'll explain the rest of this Mishnah. Hatadir mechavero hu kodem, whatever is more common than its friend comes first. Da amar kra, because the pasuk tells us, milvad olas haboker asher laolas hatamid. So it tells us regarding other sacrifices that are brought, they're in addition to the morning sacrifice, which is a continual sacrifice. Mechdiksiv olas haboker asher laolas hatamid lamali. So the Torah could have just told us it comes aside from the morning sacrifice. Why does it need to tell us that the morning sacrifice is a continual sacrifice? Ela amar rachmana hai, rather the Torah is telling us, mishum detadir kadim bereisha, because it's common, it comes first. So the reason that the morning sacrifice is brought first is because that's the one that's brought all the time. Tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem, the common thing comes before the less common thing. V'chol ha'makudash mechavero, whatever's holier than its friend. T'hayash kachan b'kohen, d'chsiv be v'kidashto. Because regarding the Kohen, the Torah tells us that God sanctified him. V'amrinan l'vchos rishon, u'l'varich rishon, v'lito mana yafe rishon. So we see that the Kohen gets the first aliyah, he gets priority in benching, he gets a nice portion, etc. So the Torah sets the Kohen apart, and part of being set apart is his holiness gives him first crack at things. So whatever's holier comes first. Now let's say that there are two sacrifices waiting to be brought, one for the Kohen Gadol who made a mistake, and one because the Sanhedrin led the people astray by accident. Par Mashiach Kodem, then the sacrifice of the Kohen Gadol goes first. Ho'el u'Mashiach Mechaper v'Eda Miskaperes, because the Kohen Gadol effects atonement, and the congregation has atonement effected for them. B'din hu shi'yaktim mechaper l'mischaper. It makes sense that the one who's going to effect the atonement should bring his sacrifice before those who he atones for. V'chein hu omer. And we see this in the Torah. It says, V'chiper ba'ado u'ba'ad beiso, that the Kohen atones for himself and for his family. V'akar kach u'ba'ad kol kahal Yisrael. And after that it says, for the entire congregation of Israel. So if the Kohen Gadol is going to be atoning for everyone else, it's a good idea that his own slate be cleaned first. Mishnah Zion. Since we're talking about things that have priority over other things, then even though we're off the subject of bringing karbanos and the Kohen, etc., we're going to have a list of things that have priority over other things. So Mishnah Zion tells us, Ha'ish kodem la'isha, man takes priority over woman, l'hachayos l'hashiv aveda, when it comes to saving a life and returning a lost object. V'ha'isha kodemis la'ish, and woman takes priority over man, l'ksus, if she needs clothes, ul'hotzia mi'beis ha'shevi, and to redeem her from captivity, because a woman is in more danger than a man. Bizman sheshnehem omdim l'kalkala, but if they are in equal danger of being sexually violated, ha'ish kodem la'isha, then a man would have priority over a woman. So normally a woman is in greater danger in that sense, but if they are in equal danger, the man comes first. Let's look at the Bart Nuro. Ha'ish kodem la'isha, shehu makudash mimenu, sha'ish chayev b'chol ha'mitzvos, va'isha eno chayeves b'mitzvos asei sha'azman grama. So the reason a man is saved first is because he's obligated in more mitzvos. So since a man is obligated in all mitzvos, but a woman is not obligated in a large chunk of mitzvos, those that are positive mitzvos that are based on time, then that's the reason for priority given to a man. Va'isha kodemis la'ish b'ksus, but a woman has priority over a man if they need clothes. Shibushaso, meruba mibushaso shal ish. Because a woman's embarrassment in this area is greater than a man's. Lil kalkala, if they are both in danger of being violated. Labiel ul mishkav zachor, so she might be raped and he might be sodomized. Ha'ish kodem, then a man comes first. Shazu darcha bekach, v'ze ein darcha bekach. Because obviously we don't want a woman to be violated, but at least it's in the natural way. When it comes to a man, aside from the violation, it's also in the unnatural way. So there's, again, an additional threat there. So that's why he then gets priority. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter, and we will conclude this Masechta.